Here's more of the Morning X.
So, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Francisco. It was Hollywood's 11th most important award show last night. The MTV Video Music Awards. The VMAs, as they are known as. I say 11. I mean, what's the last? What's the least
shots
important?
Shots fired.
Awards?
Best grip awards.
Yeah, the screen
best boy.
The Screen Actors Guild's Assistance
Attaboy
Award.
Best boy. Yeah.
The show. I don't know. Emily, noted young person.
Yes.
Has there ever been a time in your life where music videos mattered?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But it's all just YouTube videos, right?
Yeah, like all YouTube videos.
In fact, people my age might have never done this. You were never so into a song, you just turned on MTV and just was like, I gotta wait until I see that video.
No, I never had to do that.
Golly.
I had it all on demand.
When Everything I Do It For You, Bryan Adams, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves soundtrack came out, I was like, I have to watch the weekly top 40, Kurt Loder, because I want to see where Bryan Adams comes in. He was number one,
mm-hmm.
right? Number one. Oh, I do it for you. Where else would he be besides number one?
It's where he belongs.
Yeah.
Emily kind of had that in the fact that sometimes she had to watch like a 5-second ad before her music video would play on YouTube.
Oh,
and she was like, so,
I was in the YouTube before ads.
What's your favorite music video of all time?
Oh, man.
Excitement in her eyes when I asked
do.
That.
I really love music videos. Not to be like very indie, but I used to love all of Death Cab for Cutie's music videos. They're really interesting. They're very
really
artistic.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where he has like a chest that has the like body parts in it. So like a ribs and a heart and stuff. And it's all made out of paper and they're tearing him apart.
Yeah.
Okay. So I really like music videos a lot. I like all of Lady Gaga's music videos. Telephone.
Okay.
That was so iconic when Telephone came.
Oh my God, I don't care.
I'm sorry I asked. Nick, you have a favorite music video?
No.
No?
No.
I'll pick one for you.
There was a time, I think, where I wanted to be a music video director.
Me too.
Did this instead.
You know what?
Enjoyed.
Keep following in my footsteps,
that's
Emily.
That's why we're friends.
It goes great for a little while, and then, I don't know.
Can somebody cast me in their music video? That'd be so much fun. I'd be into it. Anybody out there?
I'm going to go.
You can probably make that happen, yeah.
Metallica's Turn the Page video.
Ooh.
It's about a stripper / prostitute who's also a mom. Mm.
I do remember when the internet came out, I could finally go like Google all those MTV like uncensored, we can only play this after 11 p.m. Ads because they might have had like an exposed nipple or something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to go with my favorite music video of all time, Basement Jaxx, Where's Your Head At? Because the band, they put their head on monkey bodies, and I was like, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's where my head was at.
Well, take out your monkey bodies, bring in your cat bodies, because the VMAs, hosted by Doja Cat last night.
No good.
Saying no good to my take out your monkey bodies, put your cat bodies in. Yeah, Doja Cat, who I very recently learned is not Dua Lipa, was both host and performer. Alongside fellow performers, Chloe.
Yep.
Okay.
Camila Cabello.
Cabello, yes.
Jack Harlow. What's poppin'?
There you go.
What's poppin'?
Jason
and
knows kids.
Lil Nas X, who also took home the VMA for Video of the Year.
I know.
Do you take home a VMA?
You take home a VMA. It's the little astronaut.
Montero.
Moon Man.
No. That's the movie awards. The VMA is a different one.
The popcorn, it's still an astronaut.
All right.
He's just holding a flag.
And now more of a review of a show none of us watched, obviously. Montero, Call Me By Your Name, the video from Lil Nas X, was Video of the Year. Justin Bieber was Artist of the Year, because apparently it's still 2007. And Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License won Song of the Year. You go, girl.
Wow.
Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian introduced Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker as their, quote, future baby daddies, end quote, as they're dating those people, right?
Nope.
Yep.
They are not dating Machine Gun Kelly. No. Machine Gun Kelly's dating Megan Fox.
I just said Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian introduced Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker as their future baby daddies.
Yes.
I just assumed that Kourtney Kardashian was already pregnant. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah. Megan Fox. I'm not going to question your judgment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Leaving my man David Silver.
Always a good judgment.
But If you look at Machine Gun Kelly and think, this man needs to be a father. Boo. Shame on you.
Okay, yeah, you're very right about
they,
that.
They did shame lick each you. Other's tongues. So
that, she looked that super lads. Hot last night.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And
you look it up.
Most notably, at least for me did. And people of my ilk, the Foo Fighters won the U.S. Global Icon Award. Is that like a lifetime achievement type thing? Foo Fighters have to be at this event like the weird dad standing at the back of a concert that your kids are at or something like that, right?
Yeah, this is exactly...
They should have had them sitting like on stage and they could just cut to Dave Grohl's reaction. When Doja Cat comes out as a worm and she's wearing a chair hat.
Yeah, sure. Here is Dave Grohl accepting the award.
But we'd like to thank all of the people at MTV, past and present.
Emily, do you know who any of these people are?
We made a list. There's Kurt Loder and Tabitha Sorin and J.J. Johnson. That was one. Jackson, sorry. Matt Pinfield. Steve Isaacs. Amy Finnerty. That's right. So thank you all very much for this award. We'll see you in 26 years.
No idea.
Kurt Loder, Tabitha Sorin, Matt Pinfield. Those are the OG MTV VJs. Not even OG necessarily. There was a whole era before them, I think, but yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Kurt Loder is kind of like the news dude. He was the MTV journalist. Matt Pinfield was like a cool rock music guy. It's great. So they had Matt Pinfield, and then several years later, does anybody know what I'm talking about here? There was like a poor man's version of Matt Pinfield who came out. It was another heavy-set, bald dude, super-duper tattooed. Anybody know the guy that I'm talking about? It's just a guy that you looked at and you were like, why is this guy on television? Maybe I had that. I was this close to being a VJ, guys.
Sure.
I got a callback, okay? Sure. I got a callback.
I almost had sex this weekend.
I auditioned to be a VJ South by Southwest 2003, all right? And I got called back the next day, and then that's when I had to read from the cue card and also walk at the same time. What
that's
Ryan Lochte said was correct. It's hard to, like, you know, say lines and do movement at the same time.
I feel like you
What
were,
if I would have made it, guys? What if I would have gotten up and left, gone to New York City, been an MTV VJ?
Who holds the record for shortest amount of time spent as an MTV VJ? It would have been you.
Why? What are you talking about? You. How come? Why can't I VJ?
No, because you
can. I can do this, all right? Why can't I do that?
Like, I don't know who is in charge of MTV.
Go find that call? Fat, bald dude with the hand tattoos and tell me I can't do what he did.
You would have been halfway through the VMAs before Fred Durst is like, hey, you got to get rid of this Jason Dick kid, okay? He won't leave me alone. It's really unprofessional.
How dare you. Categories you may care about. John Mayer wins best rock video for Last Train Home. I don't know that one, but I'm sure it's rocking. Best alternative video. Machine Gun Kelly and Black Bear for My Ex's Best Friend. I probably should know that
we
one,
play
but
that
don't.
One.
But it sure is alternative. Mm-hmm. And Best Video for Good. A new category recognizing positive messaging. Billie Eilish in Your Power.
Wow.
I do that one. I do know that one. And it is for good. So,
for good.
Good for you, Billie Eilish.
Man, I missed
good
out on that MTV music era. All I got was pregnant teenagers.
I feel sad for you, man. All right?
Thanks.
If you don't know the joy of Bryan Adams, Everything I Do, Do It For You, being number one on the weekly Top 40 Countdown, okay? You waited 3.5 hours to watch that video, okay? You don't know the joy. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick, noted young person, Emily, despite her youth, apparently a creeper as well, right? Dog question amnesty. What's the deal, Emily?
Dog question amnesty. Can I go to a dog park without a dog? Is that socially acceptable?
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Like just a human going to a dog park without anything to contribute to the park?
I mean, look, it's just like, you know, twice a week I go down to the playscape and just, you know, have a seat and look at the kids on the playscape.
Give out candy for free.
Yeah. Just slowly sip my beverage and enjoy the scenery.
Lick your lips.
Take updated pictures so that they go missing.
That's not funny!
The current photo their family has of them. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't do that. But that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It would be weird if you went to a playground, a kid's park.
Without a child.
Without a child there.
People look at you funny if you go to a playground without a child, especially after you're not a child anymore. And am I not a child anymore? I guess I'm not, but like... Is it accept? Anyways, that's not the question. That's not the question. Don't fool. Make them fool you. I am not a creep in that sense. Mm-hmm. I just really like dogs.
I mean, are right. you going to play with these said dogs?
Yeah,
do you
of
have treats for them? Okay.
Well, I don't have treat. I could get. Would that help?
Well, you obviously have to have a van that has a sign in the back that says "free kibble."
I have. To say I've never been to a dog park is probably not correct, but I am not a dog park guy, all right?
Yeah. No.
Silent J lived to be 14 years old. We never dog parked, okay? Hmm. Bogey is 6 months and 150,000 pounds. He's still yet to be go to the dog park. He's not really, I think he's just now coming of age where they recommend that he socialize with other dogs. I don't know.
Oh.
I think I'm going to make him a loner dog.
Okay. Oh, yes, because here, this is what happened. Yesterday, I was walking around. I passed a dog park. There were so many cute dogs in there.
Uh-huh.
But I realized once I sat down outside of the dog park and just stared intently with, you know, not listening to music, not on my phone, just staring at these dogs, that they all had an owner. And I just so...
there
was this
one. There were no hobo dogs just walking around with a stick with a little sack on the end of it.
Just carrying it in his mouth?
Yeah.
No, there weren't. And there was this one dog in particular that looked extra fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
Just super, super cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, did it just take the life out of me to not go into the fence and just come up to the dog and say, "Here, doggy, doggy, let me pet you." And then I thought about it.
I thought you were going to say, steal that dog. That dog now is in your house.
No,
that too, but I didn't want to admit that on the radio.
I mean, I think that that's, isn't that the, again, I'm not a dog park guy, but I think that's the whole point, right? Is like, hey, let's go to the...
But it's to socialize with other dogs, not socialize with other humans.
But the other humans, are they get to rustle the ears of the other dogs, right?
Well, I had an issue...
Nuzzle.
All of those things.
I rustle dog ears, all right? That's the way I work. Don't bring your dog around me unless it likes to get rustled.
Oh, weird. I went to the dog park the other day with my friend because she has a dog. And this is another reason why I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I went to the dog park, I get behind the gate, and this giant dog starts charging at me. And tries to, like, attack me. And mm-hmm. it was really scary because the owner had to get in the way and was like, sorry, she doesn't like other people. And I was like, well, why? Like, she likes other dogs, but she doesn't like other people.
That's
so
part
now
of the
I'm
reason
nervous.
That I've never dog parked is because I don't want my dog's behavior shamed, okay? And I don't know if he's a good dog park dog or not.
Sometimes Bogey's going to be a little bit too aggressive about.
I don't need somebody
jumps
else
and hugs and licks.
Yelling at me, hey, control your dog. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go walk through my neighborhood. Is that all right? Am I depriving my dog?
Look,
I think you are of socialization and friends.
Listen, I live on the east side. There's enough random dogs just walking around in there. He meets plenty of dogs on the walk.
Yeah, on the walk. But
here's the question. Are you depriving poor Bogey of going to the dog park and all the other dogs being like, is that Bogey from the radio? He's so cool.
Am I endangering Bogey's popularity at the dog park by talking about him on the radio?
Popularity.
I think it's fine, right?
I feel like it's still weird, though. How long can I stay at the dog park before it is, like, extra weird?
I mean, you don't want to be there, like, at dark.
Uh-huh.
Just like, here, doggy, doggy, doggy.
Because I want a dog really badly. I just can't
get a dog.
I don't know the right word.
Can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I live in a tiny apartment. There's no room for a dog. And my cat would hate it. My cat would hate it, so I have to go cheat on her behind closed doors.
Take Lucy to the dog park.
Oh my god!
Here's the simple solution. Okay, get a small dog, apartment-sized dog.
Absolutely.
Feed
not.
Your cat to your dog.
No,
okay,
what?
And then you've eliminated your cat problem, and then you have a dog.
No,
you will have upgraded.
Look,
and then you can go hang at the dog park.
To answer your question, Emily.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable? Ain't no rule says you can't play at the dog park by alone. Will they judge you? Will you be the weird lady who is just sitting there with no dogs who goes there? Yes. So the answer is you go borrow Bogey from Jason or somebody else, another friend who has a dog. You borrow their dog so you can go to the dog park.
$15 an hour. Bogey is available for...
Wait, you're charging me?
Yes, he's a...
doing God's work?
You're looking for a doggy escort, okay? Bogey's just supposed to step out with you for free?
No.
Okay?
Better solution. All I need to do is get on my hands and knees and start running around the dog park thinking that I'm a dog. And then that would be better.
Now they're going to call the cops. Now they're going to be like...
There's a girl in town who makes a lot of money on this OnlyFans. That. So yeah, you'll be super popular.
Thanks.
A lot of dog owners are going to come over there and try to say hello to you, if you know
I'll
what I mean.
I'll borrow anybody's dog, okay? Can I rent a dog? But I don't want to pay for it.
Just go to a rescue. Be like, it didn't work out.
Oh my God.
That's not funny.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Can you go to the dog park without a dog?
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Can you go to the dog park without a dog? Emily doesn't want to be a creeper. Pete and Leander tweets at the Morning X, says, Emily, don't go to the dog park without a dog. That's weird. Get on Rover.com and sign up to be a pet sitter or volunteer at Austin Pets Alive.
Are you saying this job doesn't give me enough money, so I got to get a side gig? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Perhaps.
Figure that out.
This job doesn't give you enough to do, and you have a lot of free time, so maybe you should volunteer some of it. Corey says, go volunteer at the animal shelter. No judgment for nuzzling the dogs there.
Yeah, there you go.
What about rustling? Can you rustle the dogs? I like to rustle.
They're gonna look at you weird.
They're gonna look at you weird for the wrestling.
No, but see, look, we love the people at Austin Pets Alive, and if you have the time to donate,
I would love to.
You should, but then you like, I mean,
that's a commitment.
Here's the thing: it's like I feel like you want to be living fantasy dog land where you just get to go pet the dogs, but you don't have to keep up. You don't have to do any of the maintenance.
Oh, for sure, okay? For sure. That's my dream. I need to date a dog guy.
Picking up the dog's stuff.
Yep. For that exact reason.
The dog's not chewing you out of house and home.
Nope.
Bogey, in addition to 4 pairs of flip-flops that he has destroyed, he's now taken to eating the mail. I need another check, Delta Dental. He ate a check, okay? He eats the mail. Let's see here. He's destroyed one of my hats. Man, he just goes to town on Bumbleina's underwear. Yeah. Mine too now. All right.
Oh. He swings both ways. Interesting. Yeah.
She takes him off first. I'm like, go for it, Bogey. Go for it.
Ah, nasty. Yeah.
We came home.
Is that what rustling is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep rustling, buddy. I'm almost there.
My God.
Did she jerk it?
I haven't used that one in a while.
Don't make me ask a Bumbleito question here about the thing.
We came home from the movies last night, and he had eaten, chewed up. I have a rubbery oven mitt type thing that I've had for like 10 years.
Yeah.
How did he get it? It was on the kitchen counter. Did he jump up on top of
he's a giant dog, of course.
He can reach it. He doesn't even have to jump. He just lift his head up a little bit.
Things are fine. That's great, man.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
I do worry that, Emily, you're going to go get a dog walker or help walk dogs for charity, and then you're just going to take them all home. I see that's how that is.
Get a dog.
I would love to take one home.
Get a dog. Take it home. Feed that cat
to the dog. I'm being responsible.
The Morning X. Alternative Austin. Sports
brought to you by Pants. Okay, everybody, gather around. Turn up your volumes. Announcement. Hater Island is officially open for business.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, didn't see this coming. As oftentimes has been the case, sometimes you have to frantically prepare Hater Island. You think you're going to be fine.
You didn't see this coming.
It might be shuttered for years to come. But no, Hater Island, I want you to know, is up and running. Now, Emily, do you know about Hater Island?
No, but can I make a guess?
Sure.
After a game that we lose,
yeah,
you make a list of people who you hate who you're going to blame for their loss.
No, that's even more creative than I'm willing to go.
Okay.
Hater Island. I'm trying to remember the exact origins of the Hater Island or what the
Charlie
situation.
Strong.
Probably. I hope I never went to Mac Brown Hater Island. But yeah, I think it was just at some point I was viewed as being irrationally negative toward the Texas football program. And so I developed a hypothetical, metaphorical, imaginary island called Hater Island, where myself and like-minded detractors could go and talk negatively about our football program. Now, a lot of people will look at that and be like, well, why you got to be such a jerk, all right? Yeah. Why you got to be such a dick? Why don't you support your team?
Football.
Support your team! Okay, it's just football. You know what? You will not be welcome on Hater Island,
no?
Okay?
I don't need Hater Island. I'm on my own.
What I had over on it, it's just football island. Yeah. They just look at you, Hater Island, with like their arms crossed and judgmental.
What I would say about the occupants of Hater Island is, in fact, they're just people who care that much about the program, who have a standard that is that high about the program, and they're not just going to aimlessly support people and drink the burnt orange Kool-Aid and be like, yeah, sure, 8-4, that's good enough. Good effort, guys. Good job. No, I do not accept. And that's why Hater Island officially open for business. Now, right now, we're a tent-only community. Well, I mean, except for myself. I'm sleeping in the main house, okay?
Of course, yes.
I keep the main house ready. It's at 69 degrees at all times. But we're working on getting rations out here.
Yeah,
all right?
Is this Hater Island like a fire fest? I was going to say, it's a fire fest situation.
The porta-potties will be cleaned out at a regular basis, okay?
Okay.
We have meat to put on the cheese sandwiches. Don't worry, okay? Hater Island, and maybe it's just a temporary situation. Maybe we only got to occupy land here, Hater Island.
Do you have to test negative for COVID to go to Hater Island?
No, no, no.
COVID doesn't exist on Hater Island.
That's because, well, look.
What?
This is so much more important.
That's not funny!
Sorry.
Do y'all play the Eyes of Texas on Hater Island?
Sure, of course.
Not because it's not racist, just because they don't deserve it.
We aspire to one day play the Eyes of Texas, to be able to play it again. I'm looking at the Associated Press Top 25 after week two of the college football season. This must be some sort of a misprint, as I am searching up and down it. Texas is not on here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Check the top 35.
Top
45?
Following the 40-21.
Bottom 25?
Man, this ESPN headline. They're just trying to hurt me here. Arkansas manhandles Texas 40-21.
Oh, my gosh. What a headline.
Manhandle.
Oh, yeah.
Golly.
They had a big grip on Texas.
40-21, Texas has fallen out of the top 25. If you want to play fantasy, like you can look at others receiving votes. And so, 35. Texas would be number 35 in the country now, if you were to bore the list out that far. That seems correct. If I were to list all of the good things, if I want a half glass half full of this situation, all the good things that happened Saturday night, well, at least nobody got too terribly hurt.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a devastating injury.
Oh, okay. Was there a funny coach moment? Did he eat like a McGriddle? I know that's not the same guy, but
no.
Like, that could be funny.
There was nothing funny about that game.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Steve Sarkisian was walking the sidelines. But look, and I get it, Steve. I was walking my living room in the same fashion. Body language, very poor. Very, very poor. All right. A less funny morning show host would say something about how Steve Sarkisian, recovering alcoholic, was going to drink that night. I wouldn't say that, but
no.
A less funny host would make that joke.
Yeah, that's...
No, there's truly nothing good that I can report. Nick, did you watch the game? Do you have anything good to report? No and no.
Do they do like a halftime Hudson thing?
Did they do a halftime thing?
A show?
Was
a
that
speech?
Good? Yeah, it was something like that.
No, they don't have a performance for this.
Okay.
I mean, look, the only good thing is that Steve Sarkisian was super close to Alabama and he didn't just quit and go back there and be like, hey, can I still be the offensive coordinator? Like, but I don't know if that's good or not.
This ESPN story on the top 25. Texas won't have buyer's remorse about its looming entry to the SEC, but new coach Steve Sarkisian's 40-21 loss to an Arkansas team picked to finish second to last in the West surely had the Longhorn fans gnashing their teeth. Yeah. G-N-A-S-H, yeah.
Nash.
Nash. I'm more of a teeth rustler. What did they, they're just gritting, grinding their teeth?
Yeah.
Nash.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, man. I don't know. Is Casey Thompson the quarterback now? Is that the answer?
Look, so, here's the good thing is we don't have to play that powerhouse Arkansas until we move to the SEC in a couple years. So we got some time to get our stuff right.
Yeah, isn't this only the second game? They've got things going.
Wait, Rice, Arkansas is one of the worst teams in the SEC?
Rice cannot get to Austin soon enough. Let's do it, guys.
That's the silver lining.